They love Star Wars. They love comic books. But they really love football. It's Nick and Cecil. Here's former Bronco Nick Ferguson and DenverFan.com's Cecil Lem.
But I have to yell at you guys.
Stars come out at night. Nick and Cecil here on the Fan of the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. It's the legend, Linda Cohn, hosted In the Crease on ESPN, of course, SportsCenter for all these years, Sirius Mad Dog Radio and Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. Linda, good evening. Nick and Cecil here on the Fan, and I just want to know, starting with the Colorado Avalanche, based on how things have fallen apart against Las Vegas, are the Avs done?
First of all, good to be with you. Hope you can hear me well because you're fading in and out. But let's power through this, all right? That's what the Avalanche are going to have to do tomorrow night. You know, I'm not going to say they're done, but I'm going to say they're done. I mean, Vegas has dominated this series since after the first period of Game 2. Philip Grubauer stole Game 2, giving the Avalanche the time to win it in overtime, but it's been all Vegas if you really look at this close. And actually, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury just showed us why he has won three Stanley Cups. The fact that after giving up one of the worst goals he's ever given up in a postseason, which was that first goal by Brandon Saad, who, by the way, only scores the opening goal of either team in this series and in this postseason, which is absolutely remarkable. He shook it off, Fleury. I mean, that was an awful goal to give up. And Fleury's was outstanding in the second period. And, of course, early in that overtime, allowing Mark Stone to score Philip Grubauer. So I don't know if you can just turn on a switch. You know, it's just going to all depend on if Vegas is reading how great they are. And if they are not doing that, then I like Vegas to end it tomorrow. But if they are letting that seep into them, thinking they've already had this series won and let down their defense in a second, even for a minute, we all know, I don't have to tell you guys what an incredible transition game the Colorado Avalanche have, the resilience, the response, and how talented that top line is. And the best players have to be your best players. Not a cliche, it's reality. And that's what has to happen for Colorado to get back in the series and force a seventh game back in Denver.
So speaking of the Avs top line, is this a case of what the Avs top line isn't doing, or is more about what the Golden Knights are doing to prevent that top line from getting in scoring position?
Yeah, I think it's more of the Golden Knights doing a great job and figuring it out. I mean, you just have to throw out Game 1. That was just even Coach Pete DeBoer of Vegas knew there was no shot his team was going to win that game. That's why he started Robin Lehner in that game. With all due respect to Robin Lehner, it just wasn't going to happen. So they made an adjustment. You know, they just figured it out. They got to slow down that speed that we saw what happened. Listen, Nathan MacKinnon is remarkable. Mikko Rantanen is remarkable. But they clog up the neutral zone Vegas has had. So I have to, you know, I don't want to kill. It's not all on those players. It's more what Vegas is doing to them and how they're doing it successfully. They don't have any space to move, you know, that top line in Colorado. And also Cale Makar, who I absolutely love, and congratulations to him, named as a Norris Trophy finalist, which is just remarkable at such a young age, by the way. But he's been stymied as well since that first game. So they're going to have to figure it out. And, you know, they're running out of time. But to see that Nathan MacKinnon hasn't had a single point in the last three games is truly remarkable.
Absolute legend in the industry. It's Linda Cohn joining us here. It's Nick and Cecil on the Fan. And Linda, last time I talked to you, I was actually in San Francisco watching Paxton Lynch have a perfect practice for the Denver Broncos. So, as if you remember that, on Mad Dog Radio. Yes,
Paxton Lynch now?
Exactly. I think somewhere. Selling insurance or something. But I ask you now about the Broncos quarterback situation again. Here we are again. Fans are hoping maybe Aaron Rodgers. I mean, do you think the Aaron Rodgers thing happens, or are the Broncos going to have to go forward with Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah, listen, I'm a big Teddy Bridgewater fan. I think that was a great move to get him as insurance for Drew Lock. Drew Lock has a lot of growing up to do and learning. You know, he's got the talent, he's got the skills. But if you remember, do you remember when Josh Allen of Buffalo, you know, how early on people were like knocking him and knocking if he was mature enough to handle this position of being the starting quarterback. Right. And then he made that big jump, obviously, last year when he was an MVP candidate. I'm not saying Drew Lock is Josh Allen, but I really don't think they're that far apart from each other. And, you know, so I think Drew Lock has seen the writing on the wall, and he's like, I got to get my act together, or else I'll be holding a clipboard for some other team. So don't count out Drew Lock yet. And I do like Teddy Bridgewater, his experience and how he's a good teammate. But I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to be under center for the Green Bay Packers. He could sit out all he wants, every mandatory minicamp, whatever he wants to do, and his teammates could support him. But I don't think they're all supporting him. I just think his buddies in the receiving corps are, you know, supporting him. Mm. You know, he's going to be with Green Bay. I just think there's a lot of logistics there that can happen. But you know what? God bless you, Broncos fans. If you get Aaron Rodgers, pressure is all on you. I mean, it's win or bust. Get to a Super Bowl or bust, because, you know, remember, Aaron Rodgers, with all his greatness, and everyone's saying he's like, oh, my God, he's one of the greatest of all time. Okay, the only Super Bowl he won was 11 years ago, 2010. And not every year. You can't always blame somebody else, which is what Aaron Rodgers' apologists always seem to do.
Wow. That was a mouthful right there, and I know some Broncos fans are kicking the can down the street in frustration hearing those words about Aaron Rodgers. But, Linda, there's another quarterback that's out there who's had his, let's just say, troubles that Broncos country once fell in love with, and that's just Deshaun Watson. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with that situation, but he can still be another guy in 2022 that the Broncos could go after. And if so, do you think that the Broncos should go after Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, as soon as they figure all that, you know, off the field stuff out, you know the NFL is going to have to suspend him, right?
Right.
So we just don't know how long that suspension will be. But we all know how young Deshaun Watson is. We all know how talented Deshaun Watson is. And we all know how every team in the NFL, except for maybe teams that have Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers on it, would love to have a Deshaun Watson before all that stuff happened off the field. So I think teams need more clarity on what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson and how long he would be suspended once he's, you know, once whatever things happen and cleared off the field. But my goodness, the calls are being made right now. I mean, you guys got to be talking about that. I mean, that, you know, I don't know what's going on there with what Houston and the Texans and all that, but they got to be taking calls of like, hey, just want to let you know when this is settled, I'm willing to make an offer. I mean, I don't know anything, but that guy's worth pursuing again if, you know, what he did allegedly off the field isn't, you know, as serious. It's just so weird because we don't know, right, guys? I mean,
right.
We don't know.
Right.
No, we don't.
But his NFL career is not over. I will say that, okay? I don't know when he'll be back on a field, but I know Deshaun Watson will be back on an NFL field with some NFL team soon. Maybe not soon, but one, you know, whatever, sooner, you know, who knows, 2022. Yeah.
Well,
not next season.
We know he's a great talent, and hopefully, you know, he clears up off the field issues so we can see him back on the field. And here in Broncos country, we will love to see a guy like Deshaun Watson under center, but we're going to see what's going to happen in this Avs game and game six, and we have to have you back on after that to kind of break down, you know, that madness, and hopefully the Avs have pushed it to a game seven. If not, we could definitely recap and say, well, what went wrong with the Avs. But thank you, Linda, for joining us here on the Nick and Cecil Show.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great night.
And there we have it on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Linda Cohn, absolute legend. And Nick, Broncos fans might be a little dismayed. She was adamant. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Green Bay Packer.